Some people spend hundreds of dollars to go to a huge event with thousands of people to watch one person sing. A sporting event. Thousands of people spend hundreds of dollars to go and see either a team of people or a couple of people performing. Boxing's a classic example. To get a ticket to go to a boxing event in Las Vegas can be thousands and thousands of dollars to watch two people punching each other. Some people write books, some people read books. Some people make movies, some people go to the movies to watch. What is the difference between the crowd that goes along to watch and the star? What makes the star? And if you've been to a great musical event where the performer has put in their heart and soul and effort and energy and intensity and passion into the performance, maybe that's the difference. Because the average people put in an average effort and get an average result. Whereas it seems that the people that stand out from the crowd, the ones that add value to people's lives, the ones that people are prepared to go and pay and see do what they do, is they are the ones with the X factor. And if X factor is anything, surely it's the person who puts in 100% effort with passion and enthusiasm and intensity. How do people remember you? Are you the person who puts in an average effort and gets an average result? And that makes you not very memorable and not very unique and not very different. It makes you part of the crowd. When you are in a crowd, do you stand out? Will people remember your face if asked? Do you dress differently to everybody else, or are you happy to dress the same? Do you speak with energy and enthusiasm, or when somebody says, how are you? You're happy to say, not too bad, like everybody else does. Why is it that some people are the crowd and some people are the standouts from the crowd? And maybe it's because of the third group. The third group are the critics. See, when you're part of a crowd and you look the same as everybody else and you sound the same as everybody else and you're doing the same as everybody else, nobody will criticize you because they don't even know that you're there. But if you are adding value to the world, if you are a leader in any area, whether it's sport or performance or leadership skills or having created a product or you're doing something of value for the world, there's always that third group of people who will criticize you, aim to pull you down, not like what you're doing. When you're a part of the crowd, nobody knows what you're doing because nobody cares. When you are doing something of value, when you are adding value to the world, there'll always be that group of people that pull you down, and maybe that's the difference. Maybe it's the fear factor. Maybe the people who are standouts from the crowd, the unique, memorable, passionate, intense, 100% effort people, just don't care what other people think, whether you're the crowd or the criticizer. Yes, there are rock stars who perform for the crowd, but if you go to somebody who performs with passion and intensity, enthusiasm, it's almost like they would be doing that whether you were there or not. Yes, it's nice to be in front of 100,000 people clapping and cheering, but I'm not quite sure. I'm pretty sure that the people who perform would put as much effort in whether there was 10 people there or 100,000 people there or whether they were singing by themselves. Sometimes when you see a group of musicians together on stage, and sometimes it's like the crowd's not even there, it's just they're jamming together. What is that thing that you're going to give to the world? Do you even want to give something to the world? Because we all have something unique and special and different and memorable. We all have special talents. But are we hiding those talents in a group because we don't want to be criticized? Or are we, every time we go out into the world, we are doing whatever it is that we do with absolute intensity? And if you have a look at it from a physiological terminology, this is very interesting. If you train at the very best that you can train on a certain day, if you exercise, we call that relative intensity. It's the absolute hardest you can train on the day, depending on how much sleep you've had, how much, how well you've eaten, how much energy you've got, what your stress levels are, etc. Whereas if you compare absolute intensity, that is the absolute hardest that your body is capable of exercising at any one time. What if we put that into our lives and even if you can't put in your absolute intensity because you're not the best singer or you're not the best sports person or you're not the best runner, you might go to do a fun run with there's no chance that you're going to win the fun run, but you run as hard as you can on the day because that's who you are. And it might mean that you finished 557th in your age group, but you couldn't have run any harder because you put in absolute relative intensity. You go to a karaoke bar and you can't sing, but you still sing at the very best that you possibly can with passion and enthusiasm and intensity, not caring what other people think, because that's just the kind of person you are. And that's an interesting question to ask. Are you putting in an average effort to get an average result so that you don't stand out from the crowd because then nobody will criticize you? Or are you the person that doesn't care what other people think? And even if you do care and you're a little bit scared of what other people think, the passion of what you're doing takes over and you can't help yourself. You just have to put in 100% effort. Whether that's being the nicest, kindest, most positive, happiest person in your world, it could be that you are the cleanest, most organized, most effective person in your world. It could be that you have to learn. So it's not like, oh, I'll learn a little bit about anatomy. You've got to learn everything because it's who you are. I don't just want to learn the origin and insertion of the muscle. I want to learn the action as well. Who are you? Are you the crowd or are you the standout, unique, memorable person who adds value to the crowd? Who do you want to be? And be reminded that when you stand out from the crowd, yes, you'll be criticized, but the crowd only pays to see the person who puts in the energy and the effort and the intensity of a superstar. Yes, there'll be critics who criticize, but the crowd will only go and see the person who puts in the big effort.